I was 9 when Hitler came to power, but I was about 10 months in Auschwitz, and I learned a lot about the doctrines of a fascist state. The lesson I took from my stay in Auschwitz was anybody belonging to the Jewish people is not allowed to behave ever like our perpetrator, the people who did the thing to us. Look, I think why I have a certain right to be proud of being of Jewish origin is because the Jews were the pioneers of interhuman ethics. And the Jewish idea of how to treat a foreigner, how to treat a servant, which is in the Old Testament, was taken up by nobody less than Jesus Christ, who was the last of the great Jewish prophets. The prophets in the whole tradition wanted to stress and to stress the ethical content of Judaism. And so there is reason enough to be proud. And what is happening now in Israel towards the Palestinians is exactly the opposite. It's exactly the opposite. They treat them like vermin. They talk about them in terms, I mean, like, for instance, the chief of staff of the Israeli army recently, the Palestinians are a cancerous growth. I mean, that type of talking is exactly the opposite, and it's actually like Nazi talking. That's what was said about me when I was a boy, a Jewish boy in Germany under the Nazis. You know, when the Nazis gassed the Jews, the world was silent. Now, the world is silent while the Jews or the Israelis harass, humiliate, and steal away land from the Palestinians. And the world is silent. And I want to awake the world. Because any criticism on the policies of Israel is hampered and made impossible by a terrible trick and crime of Israeli propaganda, that any criticism on the politics of Israel comes out, is induced by anti-Semitic feelings. And our main purpose is to show to the world that we are Jews and we are conscious Jews, and we want to show that you must criticize Israel if you at all want anything good for the Jews in the world, because what Israel is doing is destroying the Jewish world and the Jewish heritage.